This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Marty Johnson. French nationalism is surging in Paris today, with crowds of people waving flags and singing on the streets one day after a series of terrorist attacks killed at least 129 people and wounded more than 300 others. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility, and French President François Hollande has declared 3 days of national mourning as well as a state of emergency. Lisa Bryant was on the streets of Paris today and has this report.
Residents and even tourists are flocking to blood banks to donate blood for the dozens of victims in the string of nearly simultaneous attacks that took place around the capital. There were more flowers near the Bataclan, the music spot where the deadliest attack took place Friday night. A French reporter filmed the horrific events from his apartment. At least 82 people were killed during the Bataclan assault. Three assailants reportedly blew themselves up. A fourth was shot by police. French radio reports at least one has been identified. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The across-the-globe news of the terrorist attacks has brought reactions of horror and many government leaders calling for stepped-up efforts to counter extremists. President Barack Obama said the attacks were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again. And we want to be very clear that we stand together with them in the fight against terrorism and extremism.
In the Vatican City, Pope Francis has expressed his profound distress and said there cannot be justification, religious or human. This is VOA News. As the death toll in Paris climbs, some Egyptians are calling for a renewed global commitment against Islamic State militants, while others say failed international policies in Syria and Iraq are largely responsible for the group's existence. The Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, which is a university in Egypt, Ahmed Al-Tayeb, said the time has come for the whole world to unite and cooperate to stand up to this rabid monster which Egypt has long warned about. The Grand Imam condemned the attack as uncontained by any constraints of religion, humanity, or civilization. World powers meeting in Vienna to discuss Syria's political future are pressing for a ceasefire in the war-torn country by January 1st, to be followed by a political transition and subsequent elections. The Vienna talks have been overshadowed to a large extent by the terror attacks in Paris, and the leaders have been discussing a united effort to suppress Islamic State extremists in the region. Our resolve to contain this surge only grows stronger in the wake of this brutality, according to Secretary of State John Kerry.
I want to make sure that it is absolutely crystal clear that the United States stands with France and the rest of the world in our resolve to eliminate the scourge of violent extremist groups from the face of the earth.
Secretary Kerry speaking from Vienna. The U.S. Defense Department says a U.S. airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. In a statement, a Pentagon spokesman said the target of the strike, Abu Nabil, was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. Cook also described Nabil, known as Wissam Najm Abd Sayed al-Zubaydi, as the senior IS leader in Libya, and said he may have been the spokesman in the video earlier this year showing the execution of Coptic Christians. Cook said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. Government officials and insurgent sources in southern Afghanistan say at least 70 Afghan soldiers have defected to the Taliban, while 85 were killed in days of fierce fighting. The governor of the volatile Helmand province told reporters today the defections occurred in the Sangin district and the soldiers joined the Taliban with their weapons and equipment. The southern Afghan province has been a traditional heartland of the Taliban, where clashes between insurgents and Afghan security forces have been raging in several districts for nearly a month. The U.S. military says, meantime, it is reasonably certain that militant Mohammed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, was killed in a drone strike.
I can't assess where Jihadi John or Mohammed Emwazi sat within the leadership, but he was certainly a very public face and put himself out there to be the public face of this brutal organization.
That was State Department spokesman Mark Toner, the drone strike on Thursday. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.